Chapter 14.
Good thing bingo doesn't start for 2 hours. We have the whole place to ourselves, Nan said as they stood in the empty dining room. Now, where should we start?
We need to figure out if all the suspects were indeed where they said they were, Ruth said. My money is on Chandler Bennington, so maybe we should start with when Helen saw him at the bar.
Nance pressed her lips together.
No, I think that's too late. Anyone know what he was doing before that?
I brought him a piece of pie before that, when he was still at the table, Lexi said. Nance's left brow ticked up.
Oh, and then what happened?
Lexi closed her eyes, remembering the sequence of events after she brought Chandler the pie. He refused it, then took off for the bar. I watched him go. Cassie asked if I wanted to give the pie room one more look before the contest, so I dropped off my tray in the corner. That's when I noticed Helen standing in the hallway near the entrance by the bar.
And then you went to the pie room?
Ida asked. Yes. No, wait. Before that, I lit the burner under the chafing dish for the scalloped potatoes. Lexi opened her eyes and looked at Ruth. Remember, the potatoes had gone cold.
I certainly do.
Might be a blessing in disguise, Helen said. Those things are loaded with carbs.
Anyway, Nance cut in. How long did it take you to light that burner?
Just a few seconds.
And then you headed straight to the pie room?
Yes.
Good, Nance said. Now, Helen, you'd just come from the kitchen. How long would you guess you were in there?
I'd estimate maybe 5 minutes, Helen shrugged. I pilfered crust from Lexi's rejected pies, but I didn't want to be obvious about it, so I made my selections carefully, and I was afraid of getting caught. So I stuffed all of it into my handbag fast. When I was done, I didn't linger.
And you didn't see anyone coming down the hallway while you were in there? Nance asked.
No.
Helen's cheeks flushed as she stared down at her toes.
But I'll admit I was more focused on getting those carbs than anything else. Given that I could hear Mary and Sylvia in their offices, they must have passed by me at some point. Their offices are just down the hall from the kitchens, but I wasn't paying attention.
So, it's conceivable you might have missed seeing Howard lurking out there, Ruth asked.
That's right. Helen straightened a bit. I could have.
All right, Nan said. Helen, you got your pie crusts. Then what did you do?
I hightailed it out of there, stopped near the bar to decide what to do, then figured the ladies' room was the best place, so I hurried over there. Helen said.
When you stopped near the entrance to the main dining room, do you remember seeing Chandler Bennington at the bar? Lexi asked.
I think so, yes.
Good.
Nance turned to Lexi.
Now, Lexi, you said you spotted Helen in the hallway after Chandler walked away from your pie. What did you do then?
I lit the burner under the scalloped potatoes. Then Cassie and I went to make sure everything was ready for the contest.
And how long did that take for you to discover Mary's body?
Nance asked. Not long. Maybe a minute at most from the time we walked into the pie room. Nance sighed and pursed her lips.
So, most likely, Mary's killer had just escaped after killing her.
That doesn't give him much time to commit murder and go down the hallway, Ida said. It would have to have been someone who knew where Mary was going to be, right?
And he would have had to be able to blend in with the rest of the crowd afterward without drawing suspicion. He had to have exited the hallway while Lexi was lighting the burners.
Good point, Nan said.
Could Chandler have brushed off Sylvia and slipped into the pie room to kill Mary while Lexi was at the buffet? Maybe he was tracking Mary's movements, and when Sylvia came up to him, he knew Mary would be alone, Ruth offered.
Helen snapped her fingers.
And if he had been watching the hallway from his vantage point at the bar, which we know he was because he ratted me out, then he would have known Mary was down there alone.
We know he was already upset because she wouldn't let him see the book. Helen said she was too preoccupied with her carbs to pay much attention to anything other than getting to the ladies' room, so she wouldn't have noticed where he was or what he was doing after she passed the bar.
Ida looked over at Lexi.
You weren't watching him either, were you, Lexi?
No. Lexi shook her head. Cassie and I had our hands full with cleaning up after dinner service and making sure things were ready to go for the pie-eating contest.
So, what did you see when you first walked into the pie room?
Nan's asked.
Not much. The lights were off, so it was pretty dark in there. The sun must have been behind a cloud, because there wasn't much light coming in through the curtained windows.
Lexi frowned.
At first, everything seemed fine. Then Cassie pointed out that someone must have started already, because it looked like someone had already been eating one of the pies. That's when I went over to see who it was and found Mary.
Do you remember seeing anyone else besides Helen in the hallway when you walked across to the pie room, Lexi?
Nan's asked.
Nope, just Helen.
Nan's exhaled slowly.
And what did you do once you found Mary's body?
Like I said, the room was relatively dark when we first walked in, so I only saw that someone was slumped over one of the pies, not who it was. I tapped her on the shoulder, thinking perhaps she hadn't heard me, and that's when the body fell to the floor. Cassie turned on the light, and we saw that it was Mary Archer, and that she was dead.
Lexi shuddered. I called Jack immediately and secured the scene as he taught me. Then I left Cassie to guard the area while I went down the hall to announce in the main dining room that the contest was canceled.
Right.
Nance turned to Ruth, their official timekeeper.
So, let's walk out Lexi's route.
Ruth whipped out her smartphone and set the timer. They then disappeared into the main dining room, reappearing moments later.
How long?
Nans asked.
Not long, Ruth said, frowning. I calculate there was a 5-minute window for the killer to sneak into the pie room, kill Mary, then get out again. Give or take a minute or two, either way.
And it had to have been someone people were used to seeing around here or expected, because they didn't draw attention to themselves, right?
Ida asked.
True. Nan said, but then again, no one was really paying that much attention. Helen said she was too focused on getting to the bathroom to eat her carbs, and Lexi and Cassie were busy preparing for the contest. Everyone else was partying.
Chandler could still have done it, Helen said. He was close by, at the bar. He could have slipped away after Sylvia left and clonked Mary over the head. It would take only a second if she didn't struggle.
But what if she did? And what about looking for the book?
Nance asked.
It just doesn't seem like enough time to do all that and get back down the hallway. Plus, what did the killer do with the book? No one saw anyone with it.
Or maybe no one noticed. Everyone was more concerned with the murder, Lexi pointed out.
Well, the only person mentioned being in the hall already was Howard. But Ruth said she saw Howard at the poker game, so he has an alibi too.
About that, Ruth said, fidgeting slightly. I'm not so sure about what I said.
What? Nan scowled. Why?
Well, I had been playing poker, that's true. But then I got hungry, and I remembered those delicious scalloped potatoes on the buffet. So I went to get some before everything was cleared away.
She lifted one shoulder.
Based on the timeline we've just laid out, I wasn't in the poker room at the time that Mary was killed. I was in the main dining room, so I couldn't really verify where Howard Archer was during the murder.
She narrowed her gaze.
But I do know who could tell us if he was in the poker room when his wife was killed. Rena Wachowski. She stayed in there all night because she was winning.
Oh, Lord. Helen cringed.
Please, not her.
Well, then.
Nan smoothed a hand down the front of her cream-colored cardigan.
Looks like we'll be paying Rena a visit next.